Now, Carlos Fuentes is one of the best-known Mexican writers. His latest book is a collection of short stories called Happy Families, which, of course, is a reference to the beginning of Leo Tolstoy's grand novel Anna Karenina. The title is tongue-in-cheek, as there aren't many happy families in sight in this collection. These are grim tales, and for the book show, reviewer David Astell braced himself for this journey into violence and despair.
Fuentes, in Spanish, means fountains or springs, the sources of a river. And in many ways, the surname fits the author. Turning 80 this year, the source of 20 novels, as many plays and essay collections, Carlos Fuentes is a wellspring of Mexican literature. Diving into his latest book, Happy Families, you'll come across dictators and sharecroppers, cowboys and Oaxacan Indians, nuns and garbage pickers, the full roll call of Central America. While the 16 stories stand alone, Mexico is their common watermark. Volcanoes, temples, bolero bars, every page is deeply parochial, making this book a mariachi love song, despite the shame and sorrow it embraces. A washed-up actor finds how to love his deformed son. Three daughters stand vigil around the casket of their abusive father. A weary wife submits to her bondage-loving husband, since he's the only one who remembers her lost beauty. Big canvases, as big as Mexico. Each story is tinged with rage and duty, the moral pungency of Graham Greene, the brutality of stone gods. Octavio Paz, another local writer, describes Mexican time as a cycle of guilt and reparation, and Fuentes keeps this cycle spinning. 15 years ago, when I travelled Mexico, I saw skulls and Jesus and Samantha Fox everywhere, bones and breasts, daggers and rosaries, just as every bus ride, every street is heavy with squeeze box music, those bittersweet ballads of young love and spectacular death, innocence and treachery, the whole empanada. Across 16 stories, and the 16 grim prose poems lying in between, Carlos Fuentes sustains this national chorus. He tells of ruthless presidents, venal clerks, horny priests, all with a tender brand of defeatism, each tale a snapshot of the Latin psyche. The armed family, story number 8, for example, is a macho parable. General Marcelino leads an army into the jungle, seeking to destroy a rebel brigade led by his son. The general would do his duty, writes Fuentes, but it was against his will. As the troops advanced, using their machetes to cut their way through lianas in the impenetrable shadow of amates and ficuses, intertwined with papalillo trees and embraced by climbing vines, in his mind, love for his son and military duty similarly fought and were entwined. Epic, dense, the prose like the jungle can also entangle. Once too often, Fuentes succumbs to that Marquez twitch of verbal hijinks, churning out a 3-page sentence or jamming dialogue into one dense block. Elsewhere, a story's narrator may switch halfway down a page, or the first-person I will bob up long before the speaker's identity is revealed. It's true, these constant gadgets and tripwires seem the hobby of a younger man, but tenacious readers will be rewarded, though not necessarily comforted. Most families, in Happy Families, take you to harsh places, lonely graves, hypocrite victories. A few degrees darker are the intervening poems. With such titles as Chorus of the Daughter Who Killed Herself or Chorus of the Suffering Children, they lack hope as much as lyricism. Because the street is our womb, the gutters our milk, the garbage cans our ovaries. The poetry has shades of Allen Ginsberg on Cactus Juice, essentially adding little to the main event. Not that every yarn is golden. My theory says the more urbane the setting, the paler the effect. Despite his nimble mind, Fuentes grapples with modernity. His new world city seems distorted behind smoked glass. But let the man stray into villages smelling of wet dogs, the grey poncho of Sierra Mist, the ancient rhythms, and his command is true. Of course, Happy Families, the title, is irony on a grand scale. The quote on the flyleaf comes from Leo Tolstoy. Happy families are all alike. Every unhappy family is unhappy in its own way. Treat this epigram and this review as a warning. Take care, gentle reader, for cruelties lie between these covers. Or grab the quote's deeper meaning, namely that happiness comes and goes, but family is an unshakable condition. And Carlos Fuentes' family goes by the name of Mexico.
David Astell reviewing Carlos Fuentes' collection of stories, Happy Families, published by Bloomsbury.